joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So the first question I've got to ask you once again, what is the latest status on Brockton Hospital right now?
Yeah, you know, actually, I just left. We're hosting a job fair, healthcare job fair, because of the Compass closure abruptly and all the loss of jobs. I was just with a lot of folks with Signature Brockton Hospital. They were there at the Shaw Center today, and I was able to speak to some of the folks. Again, it is status quo. It's a work in progress, right? They're waiting for a lot of the materials to come in, but the goal is still the same as what it's been for the last several months. They want to get it up and running as soon as possible. They're looking to get it done by the end of the calendar year, and I think that's probably pretty realistic.
Now, something else I want to ask you about that's kind of been making the news around these parts is all this smoke that's coming in from Canada. I just wanted to ask, are there any issues in Brockton with that right now?
You know, no. I mean, we definitely could smell some smoke last week from Nova Scotia. And again, you know, we were able to see some of the pictures from New York City. And I know Washington, D.C. is going to get hit today. The baseball game got canceled tonight, Major League Baseball in D.C. But no, not really. I mean, we're erring on the side of caution. We're telling our seniors to stay in. But we really haven't had any negative impact that I've been aware of here in the city of Brockton.
Well, now, summer is just about upon us, and, of course, that means there are going to be events throughout the city in the summer, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we have a plethora of events already scheduled from our annual weekly Mayor's Summer Concert Series. It's going to be again this year at Heights Crossing Assisted Living on Christie's Way. It's always a great, great venue. We have a lot of extracurricular athletic endeavors at Marciano Stadium, at Brockton High School, a lot of the schools. Again, the Eastside Pool is closed this summer because of the big project. We're doing the $5 million ARPA money and some additional federal earmarks. But the Manning Pool, which is the outdoor pool at Brockton High School, is going to be operational. And Act One, Scene One for drama and art. And so the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA are great partners as well. So there's going to be a ton of things to do here in the City of Champions this summer.
Along with some flag raisings.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to continue to do that. I mean, my whole mantra is we want to showcase what makes Brockton, Brockton, right? And it's the diversity and it's the acceptance. And it's really a special community that I was born and raised. So we'll be doing a lot more flag raisings. We've got the Philippine flag raising coming up. We did Pride to kick off the month the other day. And, you know, it's all hands on deck. And the other thing, I want to give a shout out to 84 graduates yesterday from the New Heights Charter School. I went to Bridgewater State University and got to see a lot of those kids are from the City of Champions, and just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to go to graduations like we did a week ago Saturday at Brockton High School with 835 kids graduating.
Now, something else I saw that's going to be coming up at DW Field Park on Sunday, I believe it is Learn to Fish.
Learn to Fish, yeah. The state comes in, Wildland comes in, and I went last year with my youngest son, and he caught some perch and some sunfish, and I think there was one trout there as well he grabbed. So, yeah, I mean, it's really a great opportunity. They provide the bait. They provide the tackle. It's free. It's not just Brockton residents. Anybody that wants to come up and enjoy DW and you want to cast a line, I can't guarantee you'll catch something, but it's a high probability that you'll be able to reel in something.
And speaking of wildlife, one quick question, Mr. Mayor. We've heard about this bear roaming around the South Shore. Any sightings in Brockton?
Not in Brockton, no. I mean, we had a big one last year. Unfortunately, it was killed on 495 in a traffic accident. But we have not seen the black bear or any wildlife predators in the city of Brockton this time. But, again, they're aware. You know, they're here. They're in Plymouth County. They're in Massachusetts. So just beware if you're out hiking and enjoying nature.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you as well. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.